I'm an avid social media user. I wouldn't call myself an influencer, but probably an addict. I use all the networking platforms, not just on my desktop, but also via the apps on my phone too. Although I enjoy LinkedIn and Facebook, Instagram is at the top of my list. LinkedIn is limited to professional posts, to network for jobs or connect to former colleagues and classmates, while Facebook is so open and broad, your feed gets spammed with posts, memes and even fake news. The IM tool can be quite useful to keep in touch with friends, and you can extend your network by discovering mutual friends. Instagram, on the other hand, is really easy to use. You can upload images to your story and post pics and reels to your profile for all your followers to see. There are loads of cool filters and editing tools to make the pictures look outstanding. Another platform I use is the video site YouTube. I'm subscribed to loads of different channels and follow lots of YouTubers with both pre-recorded videos and live streams. Although when YouTubers go live, it can be a bit boring sometimes. I watch videos with varying content, but mashups or pranks and jokes, as well as vlogs, are my favourite. I don't often comment on the videos, but I do enjoy giving thumbs up and down depending on whether or not I like the content. The final platform I use is blogs. I'm on the mailing lists of so many different lifestyle and cooking blogs, and I learn so much from them. However, there are quite a few I need to unsubscribe from, as I don't find them interesting anymore.